We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are we creeping closer to an automated strike zone in the major leagues? We've talked over the years, the last couple of years in particular, about technology being used at the lower levels, Class A ball, but this year it's being used at AAA in the Pacific Coast League, one step away from Major League Baseball, and it's been used for about a month. The ABS, Automated Balls and Strike System, Balls and Strike System, and with very little complaint. It's an instantaneous signal that's sent to a umpire behind home plate that's basically a tone that confirms ball or a strike. Now, there are some gray areas in the technology. If a ball travels through an area that is defined as the strike zone, even the smallest tick of that strike zone, then it's a strike. So there are some things that have to be worked out. But generally, they're talking about 19 inches wide, a home plate is 17 inches, 19 inches wide, so an inch on either side of the plate, and from top to bottom, 52.5% of the height of the individual at bat, the low part would be 27% of the height of the individual. So in other words, if you had a Jose Altuve, who's 5'6", you'd have a much smaller strike zone than you would with Aaron Judge at 6'7". That just makes sense, right? But they apparently have the technology that allows it to make that kind of adjustment. So obviously there are tweaks that need to be made, especially with any part of a baseball touching the electronic strike zone. The pitch will be called the strike. So that kind of works for the pitcher's advantage at this particular point. But the technology is continuing to evolve, and here we go. I think it's fair to say that we'll see some form of automated strike zone probably used in the major leagues to some degree within, what, Jacob, 5 years? I don't think it's out of the realm to think that it now. I think that the umpires union will probably go kicking and screaming, or there will be a way to utilize this technology still with the human element being used. It remains to be seen. That's how it's being worked in the PCL. But I don't think that this is a bad thing. I've kind of changed my tune. 5 or 6 years ago, 10 years ago, now, you know, there are plenty of things that are wrong with the human element, but the human element is part of the things that are right with Major League Baseball. But you know what? The goal is to get the call right, to make it right. And balls and strikes are the most basic fundamental need of getting it right in the game of baseball. I'm for it.
And it has such an impact. I am too. And I don't, and I'm kind of on the, you know, human element side of it. But man, a strike zone has such an impact and makes every game different. That's the problem, is that if a guy's squeezing a pitcher, that might totally make that pitcher ineffective. And that's not right. So, it's as simple. For the umpire, you're still going to have a human, you know, making safe and out calls.
Sure.
Making calls at the plate, calling box, checking swings, you know, those kinds of things that'll still have to happen will still be there. It's just the balls and strikes. Basically, the home plate umpire will do everything the other umpires do. You know, that's exactly. Really the big difference there. So I think it's a pretty simple thing. Of course, they're not going to like it, and I get that. But, you know, to have a pitcher be effective or ineffective based on who's behind the plate calling balls and strikes, it's a part of baseball, but that doesn't mean it's a good part of baseball. Like batting without batting helmets used to be a part of baseball, but it wasn't a good part of baseball. At some point, you've got to let technology help you. Throw a helmet on and it makes it safer. At some point, you've got to let technology help you. We can have a universal system now of what's a ball and what's a strike. You know, it's not going down to the little league level. You'll still need it at those levels, but when you get up to, you know, a certain level, we're going to help out the umpires here. We're just going to, you know, green is strike, red is ball. It's not, there's no more nuance to it. It just is what it is. Now you've got to define whether you know, what is painting the corner, if any part of the ball touches whatever that box is. Like those little details will have to be worked out. But, you know, what's fair is fair, and it does make the most sense. Home plate umpire will still be very much needed. You know, those calls and, you know, somebody dictating the amount of time and calling time and all those things will still have to be done. You can't do it without a home plate umpire. So the legitimacy of an argument is probably not that high. I'm with you. I don't even know if it's going to take 5 years. Once they get the technology perfected.
Right.
I cannot imagine a player or a manager that wouldn't be on board with this.
Well, look, there's nothing romantic or nostalgic about a varying strike zone. And while it's been a part of baseball since the beginning of time, in a relative sense for the game of baseball, there's nothing that says that it's you can't evolve and make it better. Just because this is the way that it's been done for all of these years doesn't necessarily make it the best way to do it. You don't lose the human element because you still need blue to call games. But balls and strikes, to me, are that's kind of really, when you stop to think of it, at a baseball game, that's the one thing that you really need to be able to count on: the consistency of a strike zone. And really, from that standpoint, it doesn't change using an automated system. Really doesn't change very much from using a human system, in that the only thing that you ask for is consistency. Hard to do that all the time with the human, with just umpires back there calling balls and strikes. Take that part away from you? Okay. I suppose that to some degree, umpires might feel emasculated about that. Oh my God, they're taking away balls and strikes. But I think, like everything else, it will evolve and it will work and it should make the game better. It is distracting to me when an umpire is having a tough night back there and can't get the strike zone under control. I've never done it. Don't know the difficulty of doing it. I think these guys do a fantastic job, by and large, day in and day out. But every now and then you get some real questionable calls, and it changes the tenor of the game. That's the last thing we should have to worry about, is the sanctity of the strike zone. It's a ball, it's a strike, move on. Yeah. Right?
I agree. Yeah,
so,
no, I agree. I agree. Yeah, there's still plenty of importance for an umpire. It will enhance the game. And again, I don't think that there would be any players or organizations or managers that would be opposed to it, because all they want is consistency. Right?
Right.
But could you imagine Bruce being in that position and knowing you can get both consistency and accuracy?
Yeah.
Because a consistently bad strike zone is still a bad strike zone, right? Like, you know, I just think of like guys that paint the corners for a living, and that's what they do. And they'd get that ability taken away from them, and it totally changes the game. So it's not like just a little bit of a shift. It like is a monumental shift in that game. Or if you're a hitter and you're known for just never swinging at bad pitches, knowing that you don't ever have to, like it goes both ways, and it will be, ultimately, it will be a part of the game I think that we all look at and love. You know, kind of like the first down line in football. Has there been any greater advancement in broadcast television history than that dang yellow first down line? I guess it's the greatest thing ever. It's simple.
I mean, think about
a little simple fix.
And we don't really talk about it a lot because we're not tennis guys, but think about the technology used now in tennis. That is one of the cooler things about the game of tennis is the technology that they use to determine where the ball hit relative to a line. It's fantastic. Can you imagine a pitcher like Greg Maddux, who lived on the edges, but was so good that he could spot a pitch where he wanted to? It actually brings up a whole new, and like I said, I don't know how they tighten things on the edges of the strike zone. If you get the seam of a ball going through a line that indicates that it's a strike, but maybe it's a little bit outside the strike zone, but it's still indicated as a strike, it gives pitchers that are able to locate an even bigger advantage. I mean, I think it's cool. And I like the idea, and I think that it will. I think that as soon as it's implemented, I think people, even umpires, I think will probably eventually be just fine with it. It's a natural evolution of technology as it applies to the game, and it makes perfect sense. It's going to happen. No reason to kick and scream as we go forward into a brave new world. That's going to happen. It's already happening in the PCL. And I looked, as I was looking through some of this stuff last night, very little complaint at all about it. Chris Bryant was down on a rehab assignment. He got to experience it a couple of times. And his only question was, pitches on the far outside or inside, and how much of the ball was going through the strike zone. That was his,
right.
And that was just kind
which
of
is my
a
question.
Cat. Yeah, which is a legitimate question. I think it's a legitimate question. He wasn't outraged. He was just curious about it. So there you go. There you go. Technology and baseball. Funny how that works. Another big name defection from the PGA Tour to LIV. Does it move the needle at all for those of us here on Sports Daily on a Tuesday? The case of Brooks Koepka, when we continue in a moment.
Bob and Tom Mornings. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.